From NPR News, this is Day to Day. The mortgage crisis has caused another top banking executive to lose his job. Ken Thompson is out as head of Wachovia Corporation. It's the nation's fourth largest bank. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here. And first, Janet, most people have probably never heard the name Ken Thompson or who he is. Why is his departure so important?
Well, Madeline, I'd say that they probably have heard the name Wachovia. And if you're a shareholder and you've seen stocks in free fall at Wachovia, or if you've got an account or a mortgage through this bank, you're going to want this bank to stay strong. And more importantly, though, you know, when the fourth largest bank in the nation, the CEO goes under, many see it as a commentary on the global credit crisis and the state of U.S. banks.
So is that why he was forced out?
Well, Wachovia said in a conference call to reporters that it wasn't just one single event, but a big part of it had to be that there were bad loans that Wachovia made that were tied to the purchase of this big mortgage lender at the very worst time, just before the housing bubble popped. And Ken Thompson did oversee this purchase of this mortgage company, Golden West Financial. And that purchase has been a drag on earnings ever since.
Now, leaders at Citigroup and at Merrill Lynch also lost their jobs, and all for the same reason, because of the housing crisis?
Yeah, and it certainly made banks more vulnerable. I mean, residential real estate's way down. Consumer credit is drying up. It's all tied to this housing crisis. And external pressures on banks are really high right now. But, you know, just a few years ago, these bank CEOs might not have taken the heat. That according to Hugh Johnson at Johnson Illington Advisors, based in Albany, New York. Johnson told me today that increased federal regulations from the Sarbanes-Oxley Act now hold a company's board legally accountable. So boards have stopped sort of rubber stamping whatever CEOs do. And Johnson said that Ken Thompson may not be to blame for all of the things going on at Wachovia. Obviously, we talked about that global credit crisis, but the board is pinning this trouble on him.
These are events that are well beyond the control of Ken Thompson. At the same time, you know, directors are insisting on results, even when it's very difficult to get those results.
And also today, Madeline, another savings and loan bank, Washington Mutual, announced that it's going to strip its chief executive of his chairman's role. And that's how things started for Ken Thompson. He lost the chairman title at Wachovia just last month.
So what about Wachovia? Who's taking over?
Well, the board named Lanty Smith chairman last month, and now Smith is going to serve as the interim CEO, and the company's going to look at both internal and external candidates. And just in case you're curious, Thompson won't leave empty-handed. He's going to get a severance package of $1.45 million plus some stock.
Thanks, Janet. Janet Babin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.